The fourth stage starts from Fondamenta della Palada and ends at the Consorzio della Cantieristica Minore. This stage takes 30 minutes. You can walk along the Fondamenta della Palada, which owes its name to a pile of wooden breakwater that used to be on that site. And if you come across the wooden bridge of the Palada, you might reach Campiello Ferrando, a quiet little square. Then Fondamenta della Palada goes on until it ends in front of Sant'Angelo Bridge. And as you cross it, you will find yourself on the location of a film made in 2020 called Welcome Venice by Segre. And from there, you can walk on onto the Calle de Erbe as far as the 19th century iron and steel Ponte Ongo, which offers an absolutely breathtaking view on St. Mark's Basin, on the Bacino di San Marco. That bridge was also the set of another film called Anonimo Veneziano, filmed in 1970. Once you cross the bridge, you find yourself on Fondamenta San Giacomo, and you can move on onto the newly refurbished Palazzo Trevisan, which is also known as the White Rock or Rocca Bianca, because it was actually first built by the Visconti family, by the Dukes of Milan, in the 1400s. There used to be a beautiful garden in earlier times, which, however, was taken over by the Consorzio Cantieristico Minore Veneziano, that is, a shipyard, which was founded in 1996 on the refurbished warehouses and on the facilities of the older Cantiere Navale della Giudecca, that is, the former shipyard on Giudecca, and that included reclaiming an area of about 3,000 square meters for the creation of workshops, of boatyards, and also to create facilities in order to train electricians, and there is even a foundry for blacksmiths. This is where you can find the third artisan, specialized in nautical upholstery, and is a so-called tailor of the sea.